If it's for the Lord, come on, make it bigger, make it better. If it's for the Lord, make it bigger, make it better. Come on, go ahead and pray in tongues. Come on, exercise your spirit. Esther, help me. If you can, lift up your hands. Go ahead and pray in tongues. Go ahead. What I just want you to do is to be ready for what the Lord is bringing. In 2023, may not be a king-size miracle, and you're immediate in the spirit. Come on, pray in tongues. And you, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith. How to do it is to pray in the Holy Ghost. I can hear you closer. I can see what the Lord is bringing. I can see what He's bringing to you. He's bigger than you. Come on, pray. Build up. Don't be a dwarf in the spirit. It's not time to form, it's time to pray. If you are praying and you feel like praying more, the God, the Lord is upon your lead. The Holy Ghost is upon your lead. Come on, and for Him. Don't be watching people. Get involved. Lord, we give you the praise. We thank you. Find one person. Find one person. Just one person. Go ahead and pray for them. Say 2023, you will not be ordinary. Go ahead and pray for them. You will not be ordinary. You're not praying with passion. Pray for your brother, pray for your sister. Remember, they are the seed of Abraham. Whoever blesses them is blessed. You actually pray for yourself. Nobody will die. Nobody will sleep the sleep of death. Anybody under the sound of my voice that the enemy has done something to, let it be undone right now. Anything that happened to you in a dream, waiting for manifestation, let it be undone. Be repositioned. Oh, what the Lord wants to do in your life in 2023, I can see it already. I see, Lord, what you're doing. Pray. Rabaka satarba sheta pa rapa rapaka sata rebobo kosoto rebobo. Rashata rababa, rashata rababa, rashata rababa. Rebobo, let strength well up from your being like never before. Let strength well up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Lord, I see what you're doing. Lord, I see what you're doing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Can you wave your hands to Him and give Him thanks ahead of time? Lord, I see what you're doing. Can you return with a loud voice? If you believe Him, can you return with a loud voice? Thank God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. and all that is within me.
That is within.
Bless his holy name.
Holy.
Lift your hands if you can. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
I command you, my soul, my emotions, my intellect, and all that is within me, and all
that is
within me.
Bless his holy name. Lord, I bless your holy name. Lord, I bless your holy name. He is done with his holy. Yes, done with. In my life and ministry, he has done.
Oh, he's done with it. He has done with it. He's done it, done it, done it, done it. I can see.
Bless
me. He has done great things. He has done great things for me. In my family, oh God, you are God with me. Hallelujah, yeah,
yeah. He has done with me.
I bless. Lord has done greater things, my Lord will yet do.
Unto the Lord,
unto the Lord.
Be the glory, great things he has done.
Unto the Lord, be the glory, greater things my Lord will yet do.
Unto the Lord, be the glory, great things he has done.
If he could take you from into his light, too. There is nothing my God cannot do for me.
Unto the Lord,
unto the Lord,
be the glory, great things he has done.
Unto the Lord, be the glory, greater things my God will yet do.
Unto the Lord, be the glory, great.
Psalm 37, verse 37. Praise God. Mark the blameless man. Observe the upright. The future of that man. I'm not talking about everybody. The future of that man is peace. In case you don't understand, peace is nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. Walk up to 23 people. I'm not just talking. Is the year 2023. Count them, 23. And tell them something is happening to you now. You'll discover later. 23.
I want me more, If I love you, I want me Roger Wongo. Oh, good Lord, Shibo, I want you.
Somebody shout! Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. Thank you guys. What will I do without you? Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 verse 37. Mark the blameless man. Observe the upright, the future of that man. You can laugh at him now. You can say you're always going to church. You can say beginning of the year where people are hustling, you are going to church. Mark that man, because you may not recognize him. Mark him. Put a mark, because you may not recognize that. The end of that man, the future, the hereafter, is nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. If you want to be married, not everybody wants to be married, and you have a good job as a lady, you have a good car, something is missing. You have a good car, a good job, but you are lonely. Not everybody feels like that. But you want, you've told God. I pray, before the end of this 12 days of glory, anything that is the but in your life, God will add it to it. Things you don't share with people, things that is a but. You are doing well, but I say God will take it out of your life. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. You are fasting. You are praying. You are winning souls. The end of what you are doing is peace, is wholeness. I tell you the truth, I'm the first pastor to teach you not to worry. If what you're doing right now does not have impact in your future. You know, the way we prayed and sang today and sang in tongues, the second day is coming. You just walk into something, some things will just happen to you. People will be asking you, what did you do now? No, find out what I did. One day we went for a minister's conference at Canaan Land with Bishop Oyedepo. So he said, today I'm eating with you guys. So opposite our hotel, we all had sandwich and snacks and everything. That was the day I observed him walk in the anointing the most. You want to hear one of the testimonies? Someone's tooth grew. I was shocked to the bone. Someone's tooth grew. When we finished, Bishop said we should dance around the altar. We were dancing. I was just looking at him. It's not like this. So when I got to Abuja, I called Bishop Abioye. Is that the way he eats before service? When I want to take Tuesday service alone, I don't talk to people. He said there was a time Bishop didn't used to talk to us. But they call something Yoruba Ajasara. Something you have eaten is part of you. It's a long time coming. It's part of you. So what he now gave me an example that somebody wrote a book. We looked at the back. He said to me, we looked at the back and we found out that he wrote the book in his 80s. Oh, Bishop asked him, are you 80 years old? Yes. Let's find out the book he wrote when he was 40. Because at 80, he's settling, he's plateauing. What he shares with you, you can't do it now. Do what he did. Mike Mudak took me to his house. The one he bought at 8:30 Oh, there was a zoo there. The library was two floors. I couldn't count the books there. He said, I'm tired of this house. I said, sir, I'm not tired. When I get to your level, I will like what you like. So he wanted to sell the house. We drove like 15 minutes from the gate to the house in America, in Dallas. What? And he bought it when he was 30 years old. I said, sir, I'm not 30, I'm beyond 30, but I want to be like you. He said, no, lived, you know, the money. I said, sir, forget it. What you experience, I want to experience it. Then when I get your age, I will be like you. Mark the blameless man. Observe the upright. The future of that man is peace. To mark means to notice. To observe means to understand. Understand that guy. Watch him very well. He may be behaving like an old day. Watch him very well. Watch her very well. The end of that woman is peace. You gather with non-entities, losers. They say, since men don't ever have eyes in this church, how can a man marry that woman? These people like us, they won't see you. Because the end of your life is not peace. By the gossip and several things you are doing, in the end, those things will produce. I plead the blood of Jesus on anything the devil has as a ladder to operate in your life in the name of Jesus. In Proverbs 23, verse 18. Proverbs 23, verse 18. The KJV says, surely there's an end. And the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. That's what the KJV says. I want you to read the New Living Translation before we go to New KJV. You will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed. But I love the translation written by the New KJV people. It says, surely, there is a hereafter. After this fast, there will be a hereafter. I say, after this fast, there will be a hereafter. What is hereafter? After here. This prayer is not in vain. This fast is not in vain. The soul winning is not in vain. Joining hands and an anointed woman, an anointed man is praying for me. It's not in vain. Intercession is powerful. There's a hereafter. And your hope will not be cut off. If what you're doing has no implication, I'm the first to tell you, don't do it. Don't waste your time. But what you're doing, coming early, every day, has implications. Look back. Oh, there was a year. My younger brother and I went to church drunk. You know, there's drunk, there's drunk. We went to church drunk. And we both called each other. We were not born again. We said, we'll never do this again. 1987. That year was the worst in my life. There's a hereafter. Things you just do and think, I didn't see any results there. No, there's a hereafter. Holy Ghost is following you around the house. Pray. Huh? My daughter, pray now. Before you enter the relationship, pray. Do this. Do that. No, I won't pray. I won't pray. There's a hereafter. Yeah, there's a hereafter. That is why you have to be careful what you do. The discipline, the giving, the prayer. If you decide to be studying every day, there's a hereafter. It will show. That is why you can't afford to be playing church in front of people. If people think you are going to church, make sure you are going to church because there's a hereafter. If you are here, you are a Christian, but you smoke. Even on the pack of cigarettes, they say smokers are liable to die young. 1989, I was at the UCH Ibadan. There was no space. They had to put me with a cancer patient. That guy had all his intestine in his mouth. 1989. And he died. I couldn't sleep for 2 days. But after a week, people were dying around me, so it was normal. But I made up my mind not to die. What did I do? Even secular radio station, I won't listen to. Everything was Christian. Every book, that was when I read The Pleasure Seller. A man that was on LSD that got saved. I read many books. Because there's a hereafter. I remember asking a nurse that liked me, what do you think about this operation? Said it's 40-60. I said, which one is 60? He said, death is 60. Survivor is 40. I said, I made up my mind not to die. And here am I today. I pray in the name of Jesus, there'll be a hereafter.
Amen.
You are here, you're an African, you don't want to have a child. Your salary is for you. They call you from home, you cut it. You don't relate with anybody. You just do your own thing. And when you die, I want to know who will bury you. There's a hereafter. So what you do is find out what I'm doing right now. What is the harvest? Do I want it? That's okay. If you want it, that's okay. In South Africa, for example, people pay for their funeral. So you can pay for it. It doesn't matter. But make sure you know what you're doing. Because there's a hereafter. I used to put my leg in water to pass in school. If you were like me, wave your hands. Thank you. Some people are actors. They are looking straight like they don't know what I'm talking about. 2 weeks to exam, in fact. A week to exam. I will be serious. Because I must not fail. As a big boy, you must be in the unit. And when you pass, then you can enter the clique. People will say he's bad, but he knows his book. But if you fail, my God. So I was reading to pass. One day, I came 12th in the class. My father called me and said, if you do very well, if I see you try, I won't even talk. But you don't try. You don't even know where your notes are. And it's true. It shows there's a hereafter. When I put my leg in water and I don't sleep, one day I slept off. The exam had finished in school before I woke up. One day I was in the class. I had crammed everything. Somebody just called me and asked me a question. Everything just flew away. I turned to the person and said, you have done me harm. There's a hereafter. Surely, not maybe. There's a hereafter. In Psalm 90, verse 12, the Bible says, teach us to number our days. If we know how to number our days, what will happen? That we may apply our heart to wisdom. How our disposition will be different. How we go about life will be different. The things we do will be different. So what you are doing right now, thank God for working. Let me say this to you. I've been pastoring for many years. It's going to be 24 years full time in February. Thank God for what you can record that happened in the service. The real impact of a meeting is 3 months time. 2 months time. If it's real anointing, you fell down, you cried. 3 months time. If we don't see a change, then we know we just wasted our time. I pray that these 12 days of glory, men shall see the impact in your life. Whatever you're left behind to be here, God will look after it. In the name of Jesus, if you believe in a threefold, amen, somebody. Sit down. There are 2 days. In Job 1:6, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them. Why? The sons of God were angels. And he was a fallen angel. Anything God gives, he doesn't take it back. And God says in verse 7, Satan, where are you coming from? You ask Satan, he will tell you, I'm coming from the ivory towers. He couldn't lie to God. He said, from to and fro on the earth, I'm walking back and forth on it. My God. Can I describe what God said? Why is dust all over your leg? Where are you coming from? Satan. Is there? Have you given birth to a stubborn child? From time, he didn't even pretend to God. God said, okay, you've been going to and fro. Have you seen my son Job? He said, does Job fear you for nothing? But there was a day. That day was in the spirit realm. That day, we were kabashi, rapa, kasat. You didn't feel anything. In verse 13. Now, there was a day. But that day was in the physical. First day was in the spiritual. The next day was in the physical. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. Verse 14. A messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were feeding beside them. When the Sabaeans raided them, took them away. Calamity upon calamity. What happened to them was from verse 6. There was a day in the spiritual. You don't know when you just get to September. Think so. You just have testimony. You just see if you obtained your hand touched something at the day 9 of 12 days of glory. Because each day, it represents a month in a year. I pray that your fast or your fasting, your prayer, every single thing you did will not be in vain. Yeah. Anybody mocking you will bow before your maker. Yeah. Anybody waiting, we will see, he's going to cause that again. They are deceiving you, they are brainwashing you. I pray in the name of Jesus, the result of the brainwashing shall show. Yeah. If you believe, you shout hallelujah. Yeah. Announce to somebody, say there's a hereafter. Yeah. I was greeting people this morning. I saw one lady that was pregnant. I said jokingly, your pregnancy is showing. Now, they didn't get pregnant in church. But I saw the pregnancy in church. They did it in secret. But it showed in the physical. I pray that your fasting and your prayer will show. I say will show. In the name of Jesus, it will show. Never again will you be explaining, this is what I did. This is what will happen. You know, God spoke to me. No, it will show. In the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout hallelujah. If you think the leadership that you are submitted to right now is demanding so much about loyalty, one day you will need loyal people. Then you will now be sowing seeds. And no, God will say, no. The greatest seed you can sow is you. You have sowed the wrong seed. You know, you gather and talk about the leader. Because you're not there yet. You don't know. I always tell people, one day you'll be a leader. So sow the right seeds. One of the mentality I want you to have is the mentality of a farmer. A farmer plants, waits, he sleeps, and gets a result. Don't plant what you don't want to reap. Don't plant it. Once it's 3:30, you're looking at your watch, you just go piam, piam, because the boss is not around. The day you set your own company, exactly, those are things you have. It's not a curse. It's not karma. It's normal. In Ephesians 6:8, maybe you've not seen Ephesians 6:8, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. Whether you sleep, not free. It doesn't matter whether you're a kitty or a bearer, or you're white or you're black. It doesn't matter. So be careful what you sow. How can you dedicate January and sow to the Lord and expect that your life will be normal throughout 2023? It's not possible. If the first is holy, the rest will be holy. The rest will be set apart. I pray for you. In 2023, your result will be on another level. Yeah. will be on another level. In the name of Jesus. You just have a loyal driver, a loyal household. You must have sown your loyalty somewhere. I'm telling you. Oh, I just like myself. People talk to me. What do they say to you? They tear down people that have helped. Their family members couldn't help them. They tear them down. And they come to you. And you yield your members. Your own is coming. In case you are in the middle of it, I plead the blood of Jesus upon you. In 2023, the enemy will not use your past against you. Grace will speak for you. But I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Many things the enemy is doing in your life are things you've sown. And you reap it. If you don't apply the blood, if you don't repent, you reap it. You'll see other people, another person walking somewhere else. You call them, what is the person doing? They will do it to you. In Matthew 7:7, I don't know if you've noticed. Ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. Verse 8. Let's read from verse 5. I don't know. Hypocrite, first of all, remove the plank of your own eye. People learn how to, they know how to make excuses for themselves, but they know how to judge other people. And then you will see clearly to remove the speck of your brother's eye. Verse, do not give what is holy to dogs. And cast your pearls before swines. I expect that if you cast your pearls before swines, they will mess it up. No, they will trample on it. And torn and tear you in pieces. He says, ask, you shall be. He says, judge not, and you will not be judged. Judge not. The reason why people are judged is because they've judged people before. Anything you sow, if you're not careful, there will be a hereafter. There'll be a hereafter. Do you know associates come to me? And they complain about a certain church that's big in Nigeria. And I ask them a question. This thing you're complaining about, did you agree right from time? Because the headquarters says we want to operate centrally. All your tithes, send it to the headquarters. Did you know that right from time? I knew that. Hey, why you complain to me? Because if I supported them and I behave like a good person, they would do it for me. Many things you are dealing with are things you've done for other people. And God will make you feel it. You better repent. Because it will happen. It will continue to happen. There is a hereafter. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray from my heart that this fast, this fasting, this prayer shall show in your life. In Proverbs 11:18. The wicked man does deceptive work. He does not sow righteousness and will have a sure reward. He does a deceptive work. When the boss is gone, everybody pretends. Hello, sir. Good morning, sir. Ah, that one said, God bless you. That's what you're doing. And when you got the employment, you were celebrating your face on the screen. Is that how you want to pay God back? Some of you are not reliable. If you say, I'll be there at 6 o'clock. If you can't, you are human, call and say, I can't come. But if you agree and say, this will be done, but when they turn their back, you changed, then you're not faithful. You're not reliable. Are you fervent? It's a seed. Are you reliable? It's a seed. The day you have your own, the same workers are the ones you attract. Some of us don't have people working in our house. We have help. 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 They can't even tell if your driver was your relation. People work for you for free because you've done it for people before. There's a pastor that came to do something for me. I said, this is what I used to do to other people. Wow. Praise God. Kneel down. Let me pray for you. And part of my prayer is, Lord Jesus, may he experience this. Because he doesn't know how I feel. I can afford what he came to give to me. But free is better than cheap. One of my mentors was having a wedding for his child. I mandated all the ushers, all the protocols, all the media to go there. And Koza carried everything with humility. And I had a meeting with all of them. When you get there, it's what they want you must do. Don't do kakaraka. Don't do like your ex. It's what they want. There was no fight between Abraham and Lot. But there was a fight between the servants of Lot and the servant. It depends on what you tell them. You are not doing like you don't know. I don't know what happened. Maybe they didn't handle them well. No, it's because you didn't give them instructions. I pray in the name of Jesus. The hereafter you experience shall blow people's socks off. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The things that leave your life, that leave your hand, don't leave your life. They only leave your hand. They don't leave your life. If you spend time investing, do you know people pray 24 hours in this church? When you finish and you go home, some people are praying. Praying for you that you get home safe and sound. Praying that the prophetic word God ushered through the pastor will come to pass in your life. They volunteer like you. What do? You look at the chair. You didn't even clean the chair properly. Ushers will tell you, sit down here, you just look. That's why you don't have testimonies. I heard about somebody that attended this church for the first time in the 12 days of glory. The woman was owing money because she went into a bad investment. First day, she came. And Usher said, sit down there. He said, how was it down there? She was just laughing as I was preaching. First day. I can't, please don't quote me, but I think it's 18 million. Please don't quote me. The people who in her, first day, paid 18 million. She was just crying. But you are here for many things. You've been here for a long time. There's a hereafter. There's a hereafter. And I pray for you in the name of anything that will make me not to enjoy God's best. May I never do it. Anywhere I go that will not make me enjoy God's best. May I never go there. Anybody I mix with, any conversation I have that will deter me from enjoying God's best, may I never have it. Can you have a threefold amen here, somebody? What are you supposed to do? Number one, be consistent. Don't do things once in a while. Be consistent. Be consistent. In Hebrews 12, verse 3, let's look at Jesus. I wish I could read from verse 1, but because we don't have time. Consider him who endures such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. Don't be discouraged for what you know is good. Don't be discouraged. Do what you got to do. You agreed you are going to do that. What made you change your mind? The devil. No death. If that seed will not bring forth according to its kind, according to what God said in Genesis 1 from verse 9 down, why is the devil, why is it coming immediately to attack the seed? 80% of what you experience in Christianity, you have a lot to do. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Not what you do once, you'll be consistent. I say you'll be consistent. Somebody said, one of the politicians said, he will not do his birthday until I pray for him. He lives around here. And give me a check. And God said, don't cash it. I've done it many times. Not because I have money. People think it's because, no, God said, don't cash. Don't cash it. And I didn't cash it. It's not what you do once in a while. Consistently. I've received that kind of instruction for 24 years. Times we didn't have anything in our home, I received such instruction. What you're not willing to walk away from determines what you're not willing to walk into. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will experience a hereafter. In the name of Jesus. Number two, the staff must work in your hand. The staff must work in your hand. If I say this person is my father, what is happening in their church must happen here. I must be able to duplicate testimonies. If I'm not able to duplicate testimonies, there's something wrong. Bishop says, anywhere there's a true son, this thing works. Wow. I told a friend of mine, he said, for a minute I thought it was Bishop that was speaking. Because I even say what he says. I repeat it and I say it the way he said it to me. Gehazi was a hireling. He would go behind, pian, 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 pian. He had a click. Don't tell Pastor this. It's between us. We are supposed to have things that we do. It's not everything you tell Pastor. We're supposed to have things. All those things, they don't pay. Because one day you have your own, they will treat you exactly the same. Elisha said, did my spirit not go with you? My heart did not follow you when you went behind to take the gift. Gehazi thought Elisha was a fool. We are here. We don't have enough offering. Somebody came from Syria. At least go out and Pastor doesn't know PR. Go out. The man spoke from his room. Go and wash yourself in Jordan. 7 times. The guy said they are Abana Fapa. The pools are one of the wonders of the world. They are clean. Jordan, that is muddy. The servant said, is it because he didn't tell you to go and bring blood? It's simple. Just do it. And he got results. Gehazi went to meet him on the way and took. When the Shunammite woman's son died, Elisha released his staff because he was busy with the Lord and told Gehazi to go. The boy didn't rise up. Nothing works in the hand of Gehazi because he was not faithful. When they ask him to preach, no power. Nothing. Everything was watery. No revelation. No depth. You would know that God is not speaking to this person because he's just here for gains. The same thing where you work. Maybe an engineering company. It's not only church. What works in the hand of your boss? When they tell you to go and negotiate in South Africa, you come back with results. Because you carry grace. Because your heart is right. As face answer to face in water, so the heart responds. Oh. A friend of mine went to sow to a pastor. And his PA said, why are you wasting your money? This man has money. No wonder he's not blessed. Amen. I used to have people that travel with me that think maybe I'm bribing my mentors. Anybody who is still under me doesn't have the grace to take me to where I'm going. Amen. But they don't understand. They are thinking this money you are giving this man, you should give all of us and share it. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will get the same result. Even though you are not in ministry, I pray in the name of Jesus, you will get unusual results. A billionaire called me and said to me, Pastor, this is my personal experience. My cousin joined Yolugbe Church. She is now the PA to the governor in my state. The governor cannot breathe without her. She's brilliant. Grace came upon her. Somebody sang, and I leaned to my wife. I said, grace has hit this person. It doesn't mean that you will preach. In the aspect you're handling, if your heart is right, it will flow to you. You know that oil don't flow sideways, it flows down. I pray in the name of Jesus, during these 12 days of glory, something will flow to you. And when God gives something, he doesn't take it back. Says something will flow to you. You'll not be ordinary. Let me pray for you the way I pray for you. You will not die like a dog. You will not be frustrated. Number three. In Isaiah 58 verse 6. I'm going to read from 6 to 9. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To lose the point of wickedness. What? I've chosen it. You don't have to be led. I am led for you. To undo the heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. You break it. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? On Sunday we said break with your family. You should call people that don't have. How can somebody be fasting for money and doesn't have what to eat? You call them and share your food with them. The Bible says that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out. There's something called foraging. When you have a farm, you deliberately leave some things behind because people that are widows, people that don't have land, will come after you and harvest. You remember Naomi? Naomi was doing that after Boaz. She was foraging. She didn't have what to eat because she didn't have a husband again, so she didn't have a land. It was a patriarchal society. But Boaz deliberately left some grains for those who will come after to want to have something to eat. We do that in this ministry. I do that for people. I can't remember the last time I did wedding. I can't remember the last time I did Nimi. Oh, somebody came to me and said, oh, Pastor Bill, the naming I've gone for this month, the seeds they gave me is much. I said, it's your own. Deliberately, you leave some things behind just to make sure that people fulfill their destiny. You have a company, you have deliberately leave some things. It to be like, maybe you don't know how to do it. You've done it before. You deliberately leave it so that somebody can find a relevance. He said that you bring the poor. When you see the naked, you cover him. And not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Next verse. Then. Somebody say then.
Then.
Come on, say then.
Then.
Your light will break forth like the morning. Imagine you are at night, but light is breaking forth like the morning. Your healing will spring forth speedily. And your righteousness shall go before you. And the glory of I love this. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. I wish our time. Look, let's read verse 9. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. Before you, Father in the God's heaven just open. Tell your neighbor, tell three people, surely there's a hereafter. See, I'm not doing this in vain. There's a hereafter. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. After many days, what you're doing right now, you'll find it.
Yeah.
That amen is not correct.
Yeah.
I can imagine somebody from the office, you say, I have to sit in front. I have to do this. They say, is it not closer? That church, I beg. What are they teaching? After many days, you will find it.
Yeah.
The same people who despised you will celebrate with you.
Yeah.
No matter how the gathering is small, the first quarter of the year, people will gather to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
A threefold amen, somebody.
Yeah.
Tap your neighbor, say, after many days, what you're doing here, you will find it. Number five, look to no man. Who are you supposed to look to? God. You will reap when you sow, not where you sow. I can sow at Lugbe, and all of them are ingrates. I will reap when I sow, not where I sow. In Galatians 6, verse 6. Galatians 6 and verse 6. Are you getting something? Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, Now, please take your mind off money. Whatever a man sows, you saw someone walking, you say, I remember I went to preach in Adwe Kidi. I got to Mwaro. I saw somebody burnt from head to toe. And it was under the sun. I just parked. And there was an umbrella behind my Toyota Crown. That car was 27 years old then. I took the umbrella. And the man was blind. I opened it. And the man just felt cool around him. Oh, thank you. And as I walked back to my car, God said, "You'll not be careless. You will never lack covering." And I told my wife about it. That happened many years ago. But you shut your eyes at things like that. The only people you are good to are people that can do good back to you. Bible does not say you will reap where you sow, but you will reap when you sow. I don't even know that man's name. Maybe he's dead now, I don't know. But I'm sure what I did that day, what the Lord led me to do, I'm still reaping from it. Some seeds are generational seeds. This that you're here fasting, you are giving the Lord the first of your life, is a generational seed. Some people ought to die this year. They will not die. Some people ought to enter trouble. They will not enter trouble. Some people ought to be finished this year. They will not be finished. I pray that whatever you're doing in this room right now today, we'll not finish you in the name of Jesus. We'll protect you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Finally, prophetic utterances are very powerful. My friend was talking to the pastor yesterday. He said he has meetings. Everybody will be healed. And in the car, we say, "Lord, heal me. Lord, heal me." That's the way God has designed it. So that you not feel like a God. I pray in the name of Jesus that every prophetic utterance released in this church will work for you. Amen. Will work for you. Amen. Let me say something. I've never seen a church that sows like this church. I'm not saying they don't exist. I've never seen. People give tithe of 100 naira. People give tithe of 200 naira. That's faithfulness. That's faithfulness. That's faithfulness. I pray in the name of Jesus. 2023, you'll be lifted to where you belong. I say you'll be lifted to where you belong. People will look at you and say you are different in this family. If one person will make it, it'll be you. A threefold in somebody. It's so powerful. It's not only Pastor Bjorn that prophesies. You can see that we make you confess God's word. We make you listen to prophetic words. It's by design. Today, Bishop Abi has prophesied over me. He thought today was the 12th because he saw 12th of January. He thought today was the last day. So tomorrow I'll call him again. You want to open your shop, nobody speaks about it. You want to build a building, no wonder you are spending 4 years to build a building. Why would you attend a church you don't believe in the pastor? You don't believe in his utterance? Why are you attending? I have friends there already. You have a warped opinion. Anybody you don't believe in the grace they carry, find a new church and go there. I advise you. But if you believe in the grace, stay there and take advantage of it. Some of you have no business dealing with some things you are dealing with. But your problem is that you think you are smart. I pray in the name of Jesus, as your pastor, on this 11th day, I pray that God will reward every single sacrifice of yours in the name of Jesus. For somebody to come here every day for 12 days is a huge sacrifice. Some people, after coming, they don't have money again. Some are sick, they still came. I pray in the name of Jesus, God will reward you. In the name of Jesus. This year will not end the way every other year has ended. Your results will single you out. Your results will make you stand out. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. Amen. so shall he be.
Amen.
Surely there's a hereafter. So don't do things to impress anybody. You're not doing pastor. I don't even notice you. I am telling God, Lord, what are you saying to me? You are not my brother. All of us are seeking God. Forget that I come every evening to preach to you. All of us are seeking God. There's a hereafter. And I want to round up by telling you the expectation of the right. I'm God. I can do anything. But if you're expecting something else, you can't expect like a slave and I'll make you king. You can't expect like a poor person and I'll make you rich. The expectation of the righteous cannot be cut off. I pray in the name of Jesus. Every single thing, your heart, you can imagine the testimony you heard. That person wrote it January 2022. That wanted a brother to be, the wife to be pregnant. And God did it by 30th of December. I pray every single thing you write down, as we round off tomorrow, in the name of Jesus, shall come to pass speedily,
amen,
quickly,
amen,
and without warning.
Amen.
I send angels on your behalf, all over, things you represent, things you will do this year. May the Lord crown your efforts.
Amen.
May the Lord, when you hear the voice saying, go this way.
Amen.
May the Lord guide you.
Amen.
May you not waste your efforts.
Amen.
You can imagine how plenty your arrows are. If you just fire in the boot, your arrows will finish. You're just firing in the bush, your arrows will finish. But if you are accurate with you, you get back your arrow and you get back the game. I pray in the name of this year, you not waste your efforts. In the name of Jesus, God will help you. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray in tongues? Just pray in tongues. Don't make it low. Make it high. Make it high. Make it high. Pray in tongues.